B-Pod Studios.
Clowning has gotten another black eye.
Clowning ain't easy.
We're going to bring Chuckles on now. He only wants to be known as Chuckles the Clown.
Uh-huh.
Because this was obviously an embarrassing moment. So on line one over here, I believe we have Chuckles the Clown on the phone with us. Good afternoon, Chuckles.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Real good, real good. Well, I'm a little under pressure here. I didn't expect it, the national attention that it's getting.
Yeah, we're not really national.
We're not national, but you are.
Relax.
He is getting national attention from this, aren't you, Chuckles?
Well, Conan talked about it last night.
Conan?
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien talked about it, and so did you expect him to speak about it?
No, in fact, I didn't watch it. I had other people calling me. The phone just started ringing saying, do you know you were just talked about on Conan O'Brien? I go, oh, my God.
Well, here's the thing, Chuckles. Clowns are getting a bad name these days. I'm a believer, first of all, Chuckles, that I think the era of the clown has passed.
Clowns were around when they didn't have giant dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah. And there was no other entertainment for the family other than taking somebody to the circus, and the clowns were the comedy relief.
Even on Captain Kangaroo, you know, you saw the clown being phased out with the, you know, Mr. Green.
That's Jesus. True.
The cuteness of the clowns is fading away.
Take us to what happened this past Saturday at a party that I believe was in Moline, Illinois.
Yes, very nice community.
And you were brought out as Chuckles the Clown to make balloon animals for the kids.
Yes.
What's your favorite balloon animal to make?
Oh, I'd have to be either between a rainbow and a cloud and a bicycle.
But those aren't animals.
Well, okay, animals, no. Okay. I'd say my mind is just, I haven't really been sleeping much through all this. And
it's been really eating at you, hasn't it?
Oh, terribly, because I tell you what, it was such a good, good show. I worked so many years to develop it.
I'm surprised he didn't try to blame his problems on his Percodan addiction.
So much so that, you know, you told our producer before coming on, you don't want your real name thrown out into the public like this.
Well, you know, I don't know how to handle this, because how do you handle this? This is something that is just totally, I mean, I've never...
You're not the first clown to go through this. We talked to a clown... Flasher the Clown that had a dog jumping out of his pants and ran into the same thing.
And parents started complaining that it was offensive.
But it was a little different. I mean, it was
this
a dog.
Quite
it wasn't
different.
Yeah, this wasn't a dog coming out of your pants.
Yeah, this...
What happened? All right, there, you're making the animals, you're having a great time.
Never did tell me your favorite balloon animal.
Yeah.
Okay, I would probably be a reindeer because it's nice and big and colorful.
Okay.
All right.
And that takes multiple balloons to make, though, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And in this case, I was basically kind of going with heart balloons because of the mass of people that were there at the store.
Right.
They called me, the food distributor of Walmart, had called me on Thursday saying, hey, we're having the holiday here at Walmart. Would you like to come and clown? I said, sure, I'd love to.
How long have you been a clown?
7 years, but a professional award-winning magician for 28.
Okay, maybe me think about maybe going back to the magician stuff.
I think it's pretty well done. I think it's about time I hang the hat. I really do.
Okay, so you're clowning, you go out there for the event, and everything is going well.
Well, I walk in there. The actual directions, I was to go to the bakery and...
this was in the store?
Yes, in the store. I know. There's a count. The papers are saying I was outside and walking around. That's not true.
Okay. You're in the store.
In the baked goods section.
In the baked goods section.
Anyway, the actual arrangement, I was to go to the bakery, talk to the lady that was there, have him page Joey so he can meet me to let him know that I was present and working.
Joey's the manager.
Joey's the guy from the food distribution company who was putting the festive.
Putting the party.
I looked back behind a loaf of bread and I said, don't look, Ethel!
So you're there at the bakery, and what happens?
Okay. Being that, when I got there, the parking lot was packed. Now, what I do is I wear like a jogger's pouch.
What? A fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
Okay.
Right? I had seen the amount of cars that were there, I loaded my fanny pack with balloons.
Right.
Come on, guys.
No, I want to hear. You have to find the humor in this or you'll go crazy.
Chuckles. Well, I tell you, but I can understand her point of view.
Well, let's
the
get
lady, you know?
But we haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
You got the fanny pack on.
Okay.
You
fanny pack full of balloons.
Loaded with balloons.
I loaded up the fanny pack with the heart balloons, anticipating mounds of kids. And when I walked in, that's exactly what I got.
A lot of kids waiting for you.
Oh, well, not necessarily waiting. I think it was just, I don't know if they were waiting or not, but no sooner I walk in the door, and the kids start coming at me.
Okay.
Okay,
coming
so anyway, I work my way towards, the bakery is right, as you go through the front door, the bakery's right around the corner, which is where I was to go to ask for Joey.
Okay.
So anyway, I got over there and started making the balloons for kids. And I don't know where this occurred or exactly, I don't know full details because I actually did not see it because of the fanny pack.
Full of balloons.
Okay, here we go, here we go.
I'm following you.
Okay, so anyway, nobody really said anything. A father, up to a point where a father said, hey, do you know your fly is open? I go, oh, my God. So I turn around towards the bakery area, zip it up, and come back around and just kept making balloons. And
yeah.
I was to be there for an hour.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah. You might have had to go back to the restroom. But not just that your fly was down. From what I'm reading, correct me if I'm wrong, you were in full bloom.
Well, you know, I'm a 70s. I was raised in the 70 era and hadn't wore underwear for that many years.
You're a clown, Chuckles.
I've never experienced anything like this in my whole career. Well, what's left of my career, put it that way.
Yeah.
Was it a safety pin issue, maybe?
No, I think I should.
It was just your zipper was down.
Well, what had happened, you know, what I can come across, okay, it was up when I went in there because I was fully dressed. I made sure everything was fine. But with the masses of kids and me going in, reaching in, grabbing a balloon.
From the
fanny
pack.
There was really no big, the heart balloons were, you can make them real quick time and pass them out.
Right.
It's just a one quick twist and out. Okay.
Right, one quick twist and out.
Yeah. So anyway, yes.
And then I guess there was a woman that saw this incident. I don't know about a father, but a woman who claims, and why she stared so long without doing anything about it, she claims she stared at you for a good 10 seconds with it wide open there.
Yeah, my God.
Yeah, my God.
Gosh.
The only thing I can tell you, Chuckles, and I think you got the idea now, let's hang up the clown outfit.
Yeah, it's pretty well done.
You know what? And I'm a firm believer in the 21st century, there really is no need for clowns. They scare kids sometimes.
Yeah. Plus the reputation behind them.
Reputation.
With John Wayne Gacy, yes, and the whole shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fun, the excitement, or the happiness.
And you're not the first one that we've had on this show with a clown mishap. And also, the clown character is being taken in a very bad direction. We also had another clown on who's
clown
got a web
porn, yeah,
into clown porn and
yuck,
kinky sight. Get rid of the clown stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think everything will be fine.
The career was so good to me, and I think this is the tag off right here. You know, I've enjoyed so many jobs. There have been so many good people. And it was a really good show, but yeah, it's over.
Yeah, because this got you arrested, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes,
let's
it
be
did.
Done with it. Let's be
who was
done.
That? Who was that boxer that just said that?
What?
It's over.
Oh, that was Sweet P. Whitaker.
Yeah,
says it's
yeah
over.
Yeah, very eloquent.
Chuckles, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I dearly appreciate you guys letting me, you know, come onto your show and then give you my side. And
thank you so
much.
You
might want to stay away from fanny packs too. Those are kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuckles, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
He's standing over there by the donut holes, wasn't wearing nothing but a funny nose, and I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" But it was too late.
Wasn't my fault. It was a Percodan.
Sure have a wonderful time. friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Management of Beasley Media Group would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station.
It's about time.
We would like to.
Yeah.
But we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I understand that. Caused him to get an ego.
It's funny that that opened the show, because I didn't know that that was the one that they were going to use to, we'd like to thank them and all of that. I like to pride myself on our anniversaries and milestones that we've had
and
here.
And thank God you do, because I don't know what they are.
Yeah. And I was a week late on this. A week ago yesterday, or a week ago today, last Thursday.
Yeah.
This show, Stan and Haney in the Afternoon, celebrated its 25th anniversary.
So it was a week ago today?
April 7th.
It was on a Thursday?
April 7th. I don't know if it was on... No, it was on a Monday. But April 7th. Today is the 14th, so we're 7 days off. April 7th, 1997, was our first show in the afternoon. Now, if you want to hear it, it's about 2 minutes long. I got our very first break we did.
And keep in mind,
25 years ago,
when we started the afternoon show, we had been in radio for many years.
Oh, yeah. I was just coming off, and you were too. I was coming off 6 years in the morning.
And
here.
And so if you had 6 years, that would mean I was coming off 4 years.
Yeah.
And we knew what we were doing. We were radio veterans, but throughout my entire radio career up to that point, I had never felt the amount of pressure I did that first day.
You got that right.
And we probably sound like nervous wrecks.
Well, I may set the stage for you. And I'm going to play this because we can do it before we go into the break.
Because it was just, I remember, and you do, I'm sure as well, that it was just this ridiculous amount of pressure. Like, we didn't know if there was going to be a second show.
No. Now, let me explain this so that you are in complete understanding of what you're about to hear. I listened to this, and I cringe listening to it. But this was the genesis of our show in the afternoon.
Because their idea, as far as a management style for us, is you got to make them nervous.
Well, you're not even going to hear anything.
Keep
like
them
that.
On their toes. And it's the exact opposite.
We had taken, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks off. From,
well, it wasn't
from
our idea.
No. We had taken 2 or 3 weeks off from the morning. And they announced at the time that Howard Stern was going to do mornings on K-Rock, and he did so very successfully for nearly a decade. And they were moving you and I to the afternoon. They didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what to expect. This is our first break. Our producer at the time was with us. He left probably about a week later.
Who was that?
John.
Okay.
All right. So we thought
we were in a different world.
Oh, this was such a different world, and Haney and I were under such pressure because we didn't know if there'd be a show the next day, the next week, we didn't know. They just put us on, said, "Here you go," and the radio station was all focusing on Howard Stern, and rightfully so. So we come on in the afternoon, and we wanted to continue the Stern attention while still doing our show. Here it is. I'm going to play it for you. Then
we have to.
I don't have to. You want to hear it, though? Do you want to hear it?
It's probably
25 years ago.
How bad am I going to cringe?
A little bit. And here we're talking to our producer because we're going to make him do something that he doesn't want to do.
Yeah, that was a long time ago,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, times have changed. Here we go. 25 years ago, last week, a week ago, 25 years ago.
That's back when we had a producer who was really insubordinate.
Yes. Yep. Didn't follow direction.
And was let go after a week.
Yep. Here it is. This is what started it all 25 years ago.
Oh, no.
Ah, 96K Rock. I'm Stan. This is my buddy Haney, and this is the afternoon show.
You know what?
What?
I got to sleep late, and I feel a lot better physically, but I'm not any happier.
Hell no. Well, you told me that last week that.
Well, I was hoping that there'd be some sort of epiphany that had happened. You know, when I rolled over and right. looked at the clock and scoffed at it.
But there really wasn't.
No.
What's his deal? Radio John.
Well, Radio John has taken on a different persona today as we all have to, you know, bow down and kneel before the altar of Howard. We have our own Radio John Stern will be making his debut. Because, I mean, you know, Howard is such an image. We feel like, you know, we have to be tied in with that.
Right. And so, Yeah, sure, absolutely. And we've got our own guy here to tie in with that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a chance in hell of seeing Howard Stern in Fort Myers, but no. you will see Radio John Stern.
If you could see what he looks like, and you will get that opportunity, very close.
When was the last time, I mean, because Katrina at the front desk actually did his hair for him today. Yeah. When was the last time there was an actual comb or brush or any sort of foreign object in your hair?
I don't remember.
Now it's all caked up with hairspray. Oh, geez. And all he keeps saying is...
It's going to stay that way for a month now.
The only thing he keeps saying is, I want to smoke, which, you know, smoke, hairspray, fire, boof.
All right, well, should we describe what his garb is here?
Well, go ahead. But if you want to see him, you'll get your opportunity.
Yeah, he's going to be out and about today. Wearing all black, he's wearing those same denim pants that have the hole worn in the crotch.
No hole on these pants.
Well, you're working on one.
Damn right.
God.
All black, big black duster, and I guess he's got himself some Howard Stern glasses, and his hair is all poofed out, and it's going to stay that way a long time.
Uh-huh.
You may have to actually go out and buy some shampoo to get that out.
Aw.
But, I mean, the whole point of it is we're going to send him out, and he's going to go stand on a lot of hot asphalt with a lot of car exhaust, and no one should be wearing what he's wearing in the heat right now.
Yeah, he's going to be sweating a little bit. So, you got your cell phone ready?
Sure do.
And you got your sign?
Yep.
All right, hit the road, pal. Here's Storyville, the blind side, 96 K-Rock.
Nice.
Yeah, and then there the show began.
We were playing some good stuff.
Oh, yeah, we were playing great stuff. So 25 years ago, we'll be back.
And he didn't
last more than 3 or 4 days.
Now, did we fire him, or did he do like a Dave and disappear?
A combination of both. We wanted him out, but we weren't going to fire him. We were just going to work him to the point where he didn't want to do it. K-Rock.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney coming up on the show today. About 30 minutes from now, we'll open up the phones, find out what's on your mind. Got some prizes to kick around. We'll also play another edition of What's on the List, Chance to Win. We've got our question of the week later on today. Of course, more chances with the cash hole. And then before we start taking the calls in a half hour, we have a lot of landscaping people that listen. And I'm going to, whether they want to call in during open phones, whether they want to text or email us, I need some landscaping advice. And we have some of the best landscapers in the country right here in Florida.
But don't you have a lot of restrictions with your HOA?
I went and looked at the HOA.
Because you want to put an oak in there.
I don't know about that. I've changed my mind about that.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. And also,
I need some landscaping help.
I want to stop. And nothing on the level of Junior Appreciation Day.
What, Jesus? No, I don't even bring that up. That is just the most vile.
Well, you know, it'd be nice.
You're vile.
I'd suggest you wait until I'm done praising you so that I don't forget.
Oh, yeah, sure, buddy. Go ahead.
Junior deserves a gold star.
What is he, one?
Because the air conditioning is out in his car, and he came to work anyway.
Thank you.
It was touch and go there for a while.
It was a very difficult ride, but he came here even though it's blowing hot air at him.
Yeah, it's blowing hot air. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people would say, I can't do that. I'm going to be out of work for several days.
Yeah, yep. Until it gets fixed.
Well, I was thinking about it.
And he's so dedicated to this show.
Yeah, that he came without air conditioning.
That even without air conditioning, he came to work.
That's good.
The show must go on,
yeah,
man.
Gold star.
Yep, gold star.
Great job, Junior.
All right, let's have a Junior Appreciation Day. It's been over a year.
Yeah.
Year, it's not even long enough. Remind me in 10 years.
This may not make sense to you, Junior, but the longer we go between Junior Appreciation Days, the better for you.
Yep.
Because if we have to have one.
Remember when we had to do it before because you were pouting all the time, being a big crybaby.
He's not anymore. He will come here without even having air conditioning Amazing. In his car.
That's right.
That's called if that's not a hero, I don't know what is.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
Did you
North.
Hear me?
Oh, I heard you.
Doesn't even have air conditioning in his car and still came to work.
What a champ.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Today's April 14th. Oh, tax day right around the corner.
And now, the hottest woman in the world doing your taxes.
Do you have all your documents? Ugh, you don't even have all your documents? Oh, it's getting hot in here. You mind if I turn down the thermostat? I'm so hot. I'm going through menopause. That and tax season? I could kill myself right now.
No problem at all. That's the hottest woman in the world doing your taxes.
I'm going through menopause. It's hot in here. I'm so hot.
Yeah. That's with air conditioning.
Yep. Imagine without.
Well, you don't have to imagine.
Yep, there
you
he
can
is,
ask Junior.
Right there.
Yeah, I'm going through menopause.
That's right. Let's see what's going on.
This is not headline news. Lululemon wants to buy back used workout clothes from its customers. However, women can make even more money selling their sweaty yoga pants to the creepy IT guy at their office. Kurt Cobain's guitar from Smells Like Teen Spirit will be sold at auction. Nirvana fans can own an even bigger piece of the band by purchasing bass player Chris Novoselic. A priceless drum set used to record John Lennon's Imagine album has been stolen. Well, like the song says,
imagine no possessions.
This is not headline news.
Talking about yoga pants, guess who was going online, sitting down next to me last night, picking out the pattern.
Well, did you get a jock?
She's not buying you a jock.
Dude, like, because I'll be exposing
yourself a jock.
Myself to
Look,
everyone in this building.
Here's what you do.
Not
too,
hard,
manly man, is you go
well,
right.
Well, that's bald guy confidence.
Yeah. Go right down, but he should have no problem going down to Dick's Sporting Goods, walking over into the section where they have cups and athletic supporters, finding your size and taking it down.
Here's the thing is that you said for $20 I would wear those yoga pants.
Yeah.
A jock is probably around $20.
How do you know?
You don't even know what a jock is.
A profit, man.
And if you don't have the money to wear a jock, then you have to go and make some of your own decisions.
Yeah, stuff a shirt down my pants or something.
That ain't gonna help nothing. So if you've worked in, like, the restaurant business or in a kitchen or in a warehouse and you gotta wear those black, they're sneakers, but they're black and they're more like somebody working in a kitchen at a restaurant would wear for, like, a work shoe.
Non-slips.
And they fall apart. And so this one guy saw his buddy wearing his black work shoes, and the sole was coming off the shoe.
And because they're work shoes, you wear them until you can't.
Until you can't. Well, he saw this and decided to turn on his video camera and do a little moving up and down of the sole to make it talk. And he filled in the rest.
Brother, 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 how you doing? Hold on, man, hold on.
My work shoes.
I know, man, you worked a long time. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, my God, no way,
No, man, hold on, brother. Let me see the tongue, oh, my God. Who is that coming off the pick and roll ever?
Oh, man. Oh, man, hold on. Can we get a moment of silence for R.I.P. Kobe?
Because that ain't him on the logo, man. Oh. Oh, man.
I guess I'll see you next lifetime.
Can we hire him to be the producer?
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? You could hear the talent there, couldn't you?
This is what I get for asking for a Junior Appreciation Day Part 2.
Well, it ain't happen.
No, I mean, you know, look at Baker Mayfield. He was fine. He was the quarterback until they figured out they could get Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you're doing a...
Don't go out that far on a limb.
Okay.
This happened on Monday in Juneau, Alaska. And a woman's a hero. This woman was on a beach below an outcropping in Juneau, Alaska.
Well, I wonder what a beach is like in Juneau, Alaska.
I don't know. But she hears the start of a rock slide. Dangerous. She takes off running to save not only her life from the rock slide, but the life of a driver who was heading right towards it. And she got him to stop before he would have been completely covered by the rock slide. Take a listen.
Direction where the rock... Slide.
Literally 30 seconds from getting killed. Let me think about that.
I ran screaming down the road, just so you know, on the beach, flailing my hair.
Know.
Well, see, life is different in Alaska.
Yes, it is.
When we go to the beach, we don't have to beware of rock slides. We just have to shuffle our feet.
Remember the... Remember the other day when we were talking about baby names? And because it all started from our question of the week last week, the names of your grandparents and great-grandparents. And
oh, you're talking about that woman that gets paid for naming babies?
Yes. This is incredible. There's a new trend, and I guess it's a trend. Ladies, if you want to start something.
I don't
something.
Understand why they would pay another woman for baby names.
Because you're just simply saying you're an expert.
Because they love dreaming about baby names.
Well, they need somebody to help, just like they need somebody to help with the wallpaper or decorating their house. And there is a new trend that expectant parents are paying anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 to have and hire a baby namer. I am not joking. A baby namer will find a fitting name for your child. One baby namer, who you will hear here, her name is Taylor A. Humphrey, and she claims, just for naming babies by expectant moms and dads. Oh, what do we name our child? Humphrey claims she makes around $150,000 a year just coming up with names for babies.
I'd like to see the tax return.
Yeah, me too. Here she is explaining her process on finding that special name for your baby.
Here are my top suggestions for a little brother. I would say Emmett, Miller, and Grady, Wilson, Waylon, Fletcher, Langston, or Harvey.
I'm kind of trying to evoke a ritzy Art Deco 1920s revival. Happy baby naming.
She makes $150,000 a year.
And a ritzy art revival is naming your kid Waylon.
Yeah. Well, that was one of them. If you're having a baby brother, you already have a kid, and now there's a second addition to the family, it's going to be a baby brother. The appropriate name for the baby brother
Oh, yeah, because he'd have to have a different name.
Different name if it was the older brother.
And you can see it spirals out from there. Yep. And how can one person keep up with that? You need a baby namer.
It's incredible. So, ladies, if you're looking to start a profession, claim to be a professional. Come up with some nice name.
Yeah,
professional
but that,
baby namer.
Well, maybe it'll work out for them. It never works out for us. Remember
no,
when we
us.
Were going to be life coaches?
Let me tell you something about that. We were going to be life coaches because that was the big thing about 20 years ago.
And we ended up only being life coaches for junior.
Yeah. So we took the quiz and everything, but the questions were about so ambiguous. You got none of them right. It's kind of like taking a Beasley quiz when they send them to you. They're so ambiguous. Three or four of the answers look like they could be the answers. But if you passed it, you'd be licensed as a life coach. And so, needless to say, when Haney and I took it, we didn't pass it. But I still get emails from that company.
Well, because they make their money from certifying you.
But they didn't. But I still get emails, and you know how they address me? Dear fellow life coach. But I'm not. I didn't pass your stupid quiz.
Yeah, well, that was a blessing in disguise.
Oh, don't you know it.
Because, you know, there's a lot of continuing education
yes.
if you want to maintain your
yep.
life coach status.
Yep.
Depending on which organization you're certified with.
Jane.
See, what we need to do is start up some certifying agency.
Yep. Jane Seymour.
Ageless.
She's ageless. She's like up near 70. Might be in her 70s. She starred as a Bond girl in the 1973 James Bond film, Live and Let Die. She played the character of Solitaire. I think she was only like 18 then.
Hmm.
And here she is talking about making that movie and how a James Bond movie like that couldn't be made today because of wokeness. See, if you didn't know about that movie, Solitaire in the James Bond movie had the ability, a psychic ability. But she had her psychic ability as long as she stayed a virgin. And that's how her mother met her demise, because she went and had Solitaire, lost her ability. But Solitaire, the young girl, she was still a virgin and had the ability to predict the future and be psychic and all of that. Here's another one for you before I play the Jane Seymour clip for you. That Live and Let Die was a blockbuster. Paul McCartney did the music for
mm-hmm.
it. It cost $7 million to make. It grossed $161 million to make. The budget for the last James Bond movie, keep in mind, $7 million to make the iconic Live and Let Die. The last Bond movie, $300 million. $7 million versus $300 million.
Well, what is $7,073 today?
Figure that one out, Junior. From 1973. Here's Jane Seymour talking about, did she like or dislike playing Solitaire in James Bond?
No, I love the movie. I love the movie. People have asked me, do you think they could make that movie again in this generation? And the answer has been taken out of context. I go, no, you probably couldn't, because it's not politically correct as things would be now. But Live and Let Die, I was very grateful for it. My goodness, I was 20 years old. It was like a huge thing and continues to be. And it's a beautiful movie. And the soundtrack's pretty awesome, too.
Yes, it is, Jane. And you're ageless.
So that would be about $45 million
today. $45 million today versus
547% more.
Haney and I make no secret. We love the legend, the man, Willie Nelson. The guy is something else.
You want to talk about another one, timeless?
Yep. And I'll wrap up the grab bag.
country star Tim McGraw was talking about Willie Nelson. Everybody knows Willie Nelson loves the marijuana. Tim McGraw said, I got a story to tell you. Just quick little story about Willie Nelson. Here's Tim McGraw.
We were at the CMAs one year, and my security guy, EJ, and I got on the elevator, and Willie got on the elevator with us, and he's like, hey, Tim, how you doing? I'm doing good. So the next floor we stopped, and two police officers walked in with a dog.
God.
Everybody's quiet. We go one more floor, and the police officers and the dog got off, and the doors closed, and Willie looked over at me and says, bomb dog.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. When we come back, phone lines are open. 277-9600. Love to hear from you. One of our favorite parts of the day is when we can talk one-on-one with you guys, find out what's on your mind. We got a few prizes to sprinkle around. We'll go over those. Not everybody will get one, but you never know. 277-9600. Open phones with Stan and Haney when we come back. 96K Rock.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Telephone number into the studio, 277-9600. Love to hear from you. I want to thank our friend Shark Girl. She heard me asking about a landscaper, and I had a question. I guess she's done a lot of research, Shark Girl. She's an expert on everything.
She's brilliant.
I got it. Yes, she is. And I got to find a place. If anybody knows a place around here that sells, I got to get my hands on a royal poinsettia sienna tree. I need one of those, a royal poinsettia.
Well, but what's going to happen if you start to grow this beautiful tree
and
then the HOA comes by and has it removed?
Here, I went and looked at my HOA. I can't have invasive trees, ones that are not native, and they're you know, like a pepper tree. They are growing wild over here. Or like your Malalucas and stuff like that.
But I mean,
like I can
banyan trees.
Banyan tree. Again, I need something with small roots that grows a nice shade.
Because you don't own the mineral rights.
Correct. You go 2 feet down, I don't own it. But she was saying that this royal poinsettia tree is the one. And that they grow nice, and it makes that kind of nice shade tree because they put.
But that's not native, is it?
I don't know. Highwaymen did a lot of paintings of them around Florida.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you would. There was a time when you would have thought that the Australian pine was the state tree of Florida.
So I gotta find that out. But I'm told that that's the one, and because.
Well, if Shark Girl says so.
Yeah, so I got to believe her. But because they planted some trees in my yard, and they are the worst GD trees, and my neighbors have died already. Mine are still alive, but they're not growing. And if you pull the stakes up, they fall over.
Well, I'm sorry about your neighbors.
Well, they got rid of theirs. So I'm getting rid of mine, and I want to... Nice tree that will grow over time and have nice little branches and blossom, and that's nice.
And that's your way of helping the environment.
I would like to think that.
You know, I hate to say that it's not like it matters to you, because as you tell me, we don't have to worry about it.
That's right, because by the time it matters, we won't be here at all.
By the time that's ready to brush up against your roof or cause any problems.
I'll be long moved away. I'll be dead and buried with it. 277-9600. That's the number to call in. Love to hear from you.
See, Stan is very good with shutting down a conversation before it begins.
I'm not going to go and dwell on that stuff I don't want to hear about.
And a lot of times he'll end a conversation with me by, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Nothing you can do about
it. There ain't anything you can do about
it. And then lately it's been, don't worry about it. You won't be here.
Yeah, you won't be around for it. 277. Junior might, but we won't. 277-9600. Here's what we got for you. I can give away one pewter mug here. We have Mighty Muscle tickets. The season has begun for our Twins affiliate, the Mighty Muscles, and we've got tickets for Tuesday games this season. That's 2-for-1 on Tuesday. 2-for-1 beers, 2-for-1 hot dogs, 2-for-1 sodas. We got tickets all season long. We have La Bamba Mexican and Italian Kitchen in Estero. If you haven't eaten at La Bamba, you don't know what you're missing. It's part of our half-price deal on our website, but we've got the gift cards for you right now, $50. And we also have South Street down in Naples. If you're looking for a great craft beer, on tap, pizzas, Philly cheesesteaks, it all happens there at South Street, 277-9600. What do you got for us today? Right on.
Wonder if Junior knows what this is.
I love this because I bring up about the royal poinsettia tree. And Shark Girl, I know you're listening. They're all telling me why I shouldn't plant it.
Yeah.
And I guess they are not native. Wonder who this is. 277-9600.
Yeah, who is this?
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Corey from the Cape.
Hey, Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, I know Shark Girl's really, really smart, but I work for a tree company.
Yeah.
Royal Poinsettia will turn into a great shade tree, but the root system is terrible on those.
Let me ask you then, if you're in the business, and I appreciate you calling, what kind of tree should I get for my backyard? Because I'm pulling up these junks that they planted.
All right. The scrub oak is a good tree, and that will eventually turn into a nice shade tree.
A scrub? What?
A scrub oak. That's the oaks that we have here.
Oh, don't they have a big root system?
They do. There really isn't, you know, you don't want a black olive. There really isn't a good. Can't you stick with some palms?
Yeah, I got enough palm trees. I got enough palm trees. Well, Junior, hold on a second. Junior's piping up over here. Sorry.
What about a jacaranda?
I'm not familiar with those, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're not? They're actually a pretty damn nice tree.
Beautiful trees.
But I don't know if they're native to... I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy. You know what? Why are you muddying up the water?
Dude, we used to have a jacaranda tree in my old house.
In your house?
Yeah, but you lived...
In my yard, man.
You lived in North Cadota, though, didn't you?
No. This was in on the desirable Daniels Corridor.
Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
This is David.
Hey, David, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. I just heard you talking about the Royal Poinsettia, but yeah. I was going to tell you that there's another tree called a bottle brush, which is pretty nice, too. They got little red flowers.
Bottle brush. Does it grow into a nice-sized tree?
Oh, yeah. They grow big and real shady, you know,
yeah.
Full most of the year. It grows from the top down, so you can cut the underneath real flat, and it's real nice shape.
A very invasive root system that'll get under my foundation?
I think they got the pretty shallow roots.
Oh, you're breaking up, as always. The phones
I would suggest a lemon tree.
No, I'm not allowed to plant citrus.
Lemon tree is very pretty,
yeah,
and the lemon flower
is sweet. I understand that. I'd like to, but I can't.
You're not allowed citrus?
I cannot plant a citrus tree. That is in the deed. No citrus.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't know. A citrus canker. I don't know. But yeah, there it was. The no citrus.
I don't understand the world that we live in now, where you own your house but you don't own your house.
Oh yeah, well they got to make sure because they like everything. Why do you keep? I know. Line one.
No, on the hotline, there's a scam call. Someone looking for Nancy.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, hello, you're on the air.
I'm sorry?
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Who's calling, please?
Yes, by the way, this is Robert, and I'm calling from Kia of Cape Coral.
No, thank you. Take that. Just
brilliant.
Brilliant. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
How are you?
Good, how are you? What's going on?
I think the jacaranda is an amazing idea.
Do you have a jacaranda?
I used to do organic gardening, and I owned a nursery. And the jacaranda is beautiful, the way it blooms.
Yes.
It attracts butterflies.
Yes.
It attracts hummingbirds.
That's what I want, hummingbirds.
There you go. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Now, can I go and pick up a jacaranda tree around here locally?
Yes, you can. Listen, I took the pot off of one and grew 100 jacaranda trees to sell.
You got any extras?
No, I don't have one in this yard, actually, where we live in Kit Coral. You know what else is a good tree? A mango.
It's not allowed for
ask
a tree.
Ask her about but that
it's
plant
not,
that
it's
I
not
have.
Citrus. It's not citrus.
Oh, but I got the same plant.
Yeah, but ask her about it.
What is? You want to tell us, both Haney and I have this plant, and I bought mine as a stick. And I put it right in the ground. Haney has one. And
it's Hawaii.
Yes. What is that called?
Oh, my God. What is that called? I have one in my front yard. You could take a branch off of even the littlest one, and it looks dead. But 2 weeks later, there's another flower.
Yes.
What? Yes. It looks dead for most of the year. But when it blooms, it's like, my God.
I have one in my island. It's amazing. Let me look it up real quick.
Now, here's the other thing about it, because this was mine. I had bought it. It bloomed beautifully and had all the nice leaves on it, and then the leaves all fell off.
And you thought it was
dead. I said, it's back to another stick again. And sure enough, this spring, it started sprouting again, and it's got all its leaves back.
Yes, they have little tiny, kind of flower-looking things on it, weird...
They said that in Hawaii, that's the flower that they make the leis from.
Yes, it's beautiful. I have one. I'm looking it up on my tablet. What is the tree or the plant that you just put in the ground by the branch? No,
I
think it starts with an F.
Yeah, I think it's called ficus.
No, it's not a ficus.
I know. You know what?
What is the plant from Hawaii that looks dead, but it grows flowers, and you don't need to put a roots in it? It doesn't need roots to plant.
You know what?
But that's the price you pay. Yeah. Most of the year, it looks like you got a dead plant.
You know what?
It's a Hawaiian lay plant. Or what? Maybe by their
property. Plumeria.
What is it called?
No, frangipani.
Fangapani.
Frangipani.
All right, shut that computer off.
Frangipani, frangipani.
What?
Yep, frangipani.
Frangipani.
Yep.
Can I get you something, sweetheart?
Like what?
You want something to eat?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you, whereabouts do you live?
I live in Southwest Cape.
Southwest Cape. Do you ever come down this neck of the woods?
Where are you?
We're in Estero.
I will for you.
Well, thank you, kitten. I'm going to give you. We're going to give you $50 to La Bamba Mexican and Italian Eatery.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank
you
for the advice.
Shopping. Have a nice day of it.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right,
That's great.
Hold on, and thank you, sweetheart. I'll send you over to Junior. He'll tell you how to get your gift certificate. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
You betcha. Hold on.
Yeah, that plant is so extreme.
It's an amazing plant.
Because seriously. And it fooled you where most of the year it looks like you got dead sticks.
Yes.
And then a couple of times a year it just explodes
and it's gorgeous
with flowers.
Yep. We're going to take a break.
Are we really talking about gardening?
This is where it went. Well, so many people. I'm looking in my neighborhood. Everybody's out gardening. They love it.
And are you allowed to grow a tomato plant?
I probably on my lanai, but not outside. And I'm not a big fan of tomatoes, so.
But I'm just wondering how, because you know you can't have citrus.
It's a viney plant, and it is a fruit. Probably not.
I wonder if your wife's allowed to have an herb garden.
Yeah, herbs, I think, are okay. I don't know. And have and everybody that does stuff in Florida, the soil is not dirt. It's sand. We'll be back. More chances to win.
That is a natural fact.
Yep. We're going to play What's on the List. More prizes to give away, more of your phone calls. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You are about 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock cash hole word. That could get you $500 in cash, so be listening for that word straight up 4 o'clock here on the Stan and Haney Show. But right now,
people love the frangipani.
The response that we got from that frangipani, incredible. And thank you. Both Haney and I have one. We'd love more. And so we thank you for all of your input. I mean, Haney and I don't know from time to time what will bite with people, but it's either talking about fishing, you know, fishing, the actual act, types of fish.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about plants in the area, and I it was like a tidal wave.
You know why I think it is? Because it's such an extreme plant. I wonder how many people have, you know, moved into a new house, new to them, and there's one of those in the backyard.
And he goes,
I want you to get rid of those sticks.
Yep.
Not knowing what it is.
And how beautiful those flowers are on that.
Because you pay a price.
Yep.
Most of the year it sticks. Dead sticks.
But a chunk of the year it's beautiful.
It's extreme.
Yes. We're going to give you a chance to win right now. We play it every once in a while. We play Stan's What's on the List, a recent survey done. I've got the top 10 answers on the board. If you guess correctly one of the top 10, and you're the first one to do it, name that one. Once it's named, it's off the board. We'll give you a prize. We've got Pewter Mug. We have Mighty Muscle Tickets. We've got La Bamba Mexican and Italian Kitchen in Estero. We have South Street. Phones are on lockdown right now. I'll release the phones after I give you the category. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? This is a good one. And you got to put your thinking caps on. But they're not that hard. Most people are not pathological liars. They're not. But according to a survey, the average person tells a white lie maybe 48 times a year. Mainly not to hurt somebody else's feelings or to give the impression they're something that they're not. You know, I actually power lifted 572 pounds. Oh, yeah? Well, I did 575. No, you didn't. No, you're lying.
I had a 4.86 GPA.
See, there's what we call a white lie, a fib. The average person does that about 48 times a year.
So it's generally something that will build the person up or avoid conflict.
Correct. And conflict, hurting somebody's feelings, making them mad. Recent survey was done, and they asked a bunch of people, men and women, what is the most common lie we tell? What is the most common lie we tell? There's 10 of them, and think of situations where you're trying to avoid conflict, you don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings, you want to build yourself up. Those are the lies that we tend to say. I've got the top 10 most common lies. 277-9600. I can rest assured that you're guilty of at least one of the 10, maybe more. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. You're a liar, aren't you?
No.
You're a smoker.
Yeah.
What's your brand?
Marlboro Menthol.
Oh, nice. Those menthols. You know, Biden wants to do away with menthol cigarettes.
I know. It might be a good thing, though, and then I'd quit, because I can't smoke anything but menthol.
Yeah, you smoke a regular one, it's like but smoking dirt.
But why exactly. would they single you out?
I don't know.
Vicky, what do you think's on this most common lies we tell?
I'm going to go with that the meal was amazing.
The meal was amazing. Let me
like when you have pot roast at a stranger's
yeah,
house,
and you right. say, and you say, "Oh, the meal was
that's the
amazing.
Best pot roast I ever had."
Not in my house. Let's see. Let me see if that made the top 10. No, it did not. But you, she's got the right idea.
But you know what? His proclamations have put me off pot roast altogether.
Oh, I have no desire.
I used None. To enjoy a pot roast.
I used to enjoy a crab boil. I used to enjoy a Thanksgiving turkey.
You know what? When I have some money, man, I'm going to make you guys a crab boil and a pot roast.
I won't eat it. Let me
all in one sitting.
I'm going to tell you a quick story and why I'll never eat anything that you make. And I'm going to tell you why. And it's not you
and
specifically.
He's not joking.
And it's not you specifically. It's your job, producer, and it's I don't take eat stranger food. We had a producer once who lived in the back of a bowling alley. And Haney and I got to talking one day because they're not around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's Big Boy or Frisch's Big Boy or whatever, they, you know, with the holding yeah. the burger up in the air. They had their own style of burger.
And we enjoyed it when we were kids.
We enjoyed it when we were kids. And Haney and I were on the air talking one day, and we're talking about, you know, Big Macs, quarter pounders, Whoppers. And we both said almost at the same time, you know what we really miss? A Big Boy burger. Well, our producer at the time, who lived in the back of a bowling alley, said, I know how to make those. No, you don't. You know, you don't. Oh, I know what goes into their special sauce and all of that. Well, that's great. I'm thinking of the real Big Boy, okay? I'm thinking of... No, I know. He came in one morning, wrapped in aluminum foil, and it was dripping. He says, I made you a couple of Big Boy burgers. And we look at these things that he made off of his hot plate in the back of the bowling alley and whipped it up in the bathroom sink of these sandwiches that smelled horribly, had spoiled, they were ice cold, and he expected us to say, isn't that just like a Frisch's Big Boy? No, get them out of my face and don't ever do it again. Now, you keep talking about the GD pot roast. I don't want to ever eat a pot roast again.
You're going to love it, man.
I'm not eating it.
Now, see, at this point, at least you have some defense because we'll never eat it, so we'll never know for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure, how good it is.
Yeah, you'll just keep saying it's bad.
Most common lies we tell. Ahoy, who's this?
Troy.
Troy, what's a common lie we all tell?
How much your weight is.
How much? That, you know what? That is a good one. Let me see if it made the top 10. Hold on. That's you're on the right track, Troy. I'm going to tell you that right now, but that did not make the top 10, but you guys are dancing all around it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, how are you, Todd?
Good. Good.
What do you think's on this list?
Your weight.
It was just there. Not weight. You're right around it, but not weight. Did not make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
David.
David, what do you think made the top 10?
Stan, your hair looks wonderful.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. No hair coloring here, and you're lying. One more, and then I'm just going to go over the list.
There's nothing wrong with his hair. It's just gray.
Yeah, it's just...
It doesn't look bad.
Going to wash that gray right out of my hair. No, I'm not. I'm not touching it.
Grecian formula.
Ahoy, who's this?
Glenn.
Glenn, what do you think is a common lie we all tell?
What your age is.
Number 9 on the board.
That's just crazy.
Lying, women mainly, lying about your age. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What do you have available to eat?
I have Pewter Mug, I have La Bamba, and I have South Street.
La Bamba.
You got it. Hold on. Let me go over the list because we got a cash hole word coming up fairly quickly, and we got distracted with Junior and his food that I won't eat. But I'm glad we got a winner out of it. They say we tell a white lie about 48 times a year. These are the most common ones. Coming in at number 10, lying about how many people you've slept with. And by the way, also asked in this survey, 30% of the people in the survey said they're a pretty damn good liar. Number 9, lying about your age. Number 8, saying that you've already cleaned the house even though you haven't. Like if your husband or wife says they're on their way home and you haven't started yet. Oh, yeah, it's all clean. Number 7, oh, yeah, when you're drunk, adamantly telling everyone you're not drunk.
Hey.
Number 6.
Hey.
Lying about why you were late for work. Right, Junior? Number 5. Saying you're on your way, but you really haven't left yet. Give me 10 minutes. I'm on my way. I'm in the car now. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. No, you are not. Number 4. You were late for whatever, work, a meeting, a dinner. You were late because you were stuck in traffic. Here, it's probably the truth. Number 3. Love to come, but I'm just too busy. Yeah, in my recliner.
You know, a lot of this all of a sudden is seems to be directed at me.
What are you talking about? Number 2.
I'm too busy.
That you really loved the gift they gave you, although you really didn't like it. And the number 1 thing, and this is...
You wouldn't do that, would you?
No. No. The number 1 thing, this is so female. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. When you hear a woman, your girlfriend, your wife say, everything is fine...
It's never fine.
It's not fine.
Now, it may not have to do with you.
Right.
So, take that as a gift. But if it is about you...
How are you, honey? Everything's fine. Uh-oh.
Oh,
geez. Uh-oh.
Your best case scenario is when you ask that question, they start bitching about coworkers or something.
Then you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Hey, stick around. The whole contest, and I wanted to get through the contest more than we did. The whole contest took a turn about Junior and his cooking.
It's because you were taking a jab at me, bro.
I'm not taking any jab. I'm telling you up front, right now, whatever you make,
it'll be a cold day in hell.
I won't touch it.
I made a sweet-ass ham shepherd's pie yesterday.
Don't make me vomit, and ham does not go into a shepherd's pie.
I had some leftover ham.
Ham does not go into a shepherd's pie, and I wouldn't eat it.
Whatever, man. It was good.
It does not. No, it does not.
I'm going to bring you in some tomorrow.
Go ahead. You're going to get it thrown right in your moon face.
Anybody have a dog?
Yeah, anybody have a dog? Let me give it to the rats that are out there in the truck. They'll eat it. Stick by your radio.
Palm rat.
Yep. Cash holes next. Could get you 500. I'd listen for that word. Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, welcome to the show. You know, a lot of people I meet every day, I don't know what it is, but they always seem a little stressed out. It's probably the work environment or whatever. But there's a couple fixes for that I can think of right off the bat. One is a good stiff drink, or maybe even better, eating a half dozen or so of my heavenly hash brownies. What do you think? Yeah, baby! Oh, man, I remember back in culinary school, you know, I'd eat these things first thing in the morning before classes with my coffee. The rest of the day, I didn't give a rat's ass what happened, you know? But anyway, those were my psychedelic days. And I've already made a batch of these delicious heavenly hash brownies. Look at them. Aren't they nice? What do you think? Oh, those look so good. I can't resist. That's the love boat right there, folks. The good ship. Okay. I'm going to grease up a shallow 9x12 pan. I'm not going to use that Crisco oil junk. I'm going to use the real stuff, the hash oil. We set up good. Now here's the magic right here. Look at that. Look at that hashish. I get this from a friend of mine from Morocco who wishes wisely to remain anonymous. And this isn't like that pungent hashish. This is sweet. You could eat it like a cookie. It's so good. What happened? Whoa. Hey, hold on. You people are changing colors on me. Changing colors here. Your friend Emerald is a little, what do we say in Italian, a little effed up. Okay, let's take a break for some music. Hit it, fellas.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You have about 7 minutes left to get the 4 o'clock cash hole word in and the chance at $500. The 4 o'clock word, home. H-O-M-E, home. Text that word right now to 45911 or enter it on the K-Rock app or at 96krock.com. You got about 7 minutes. And keep your phone nearby, because if you're the randomly selected multi-market person, they will call you back and let you know you're $500 richer. So text it to 45911, enter it on the K-Rock app, or enter the word at 96krock.com. The 4 o'clock cash hole word, you got about 6.5 minutes left, home, H-O-M-E. And everybody who enters on the app or online, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Home.
You know, Stan. We talked about how progress has certain benefits.
Yeah.
Like not having to pay outrageous long distance
fees. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday.
But there are also problems now that we didn't have before.
Like?
Well, there's a correctional facility.
Yes, I know about this, and I saw it last night, and I said, see what they're asking for? We now have a problem.
It's an all-female correctional facility in New Jersey They house over 800 women at this facility.
Yeah. It's, yes.
Again, female only. And, a new problem has emerged because out of those 800 plus women, they house 27 transgender prisoners.
Yes, these are men who say they identify as a woman.
Oh, they are women.
Well, in their view, they're women. They have something else, too, that women don't have.
Now, although they identify as women, they still have certain biological equipment.
That's what I just said. They got the hydraulics.
And there's a lot of hand-wringing because, well, two inmates have turned up pregnant.
Yep.
And they ask him, hey, how in the world did this happen?
At an all-women prison.
Now, I don't know if they have male guards, but if they did a guard do this? No. It was consensual sex with another fellow female inmate that got me pregnant.
The transgender.
Yeah.
Yep. Problems we didn't have.
See, you can just ignore things and call them by a different name.
Yeah.
But as the great Nick Saban said, it is what it is.
Yep. If it's working.
It is what it is.
Yep. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. All right, let's start off traffic today. We'll look down in what's happening in Collier County. North Naples, got a crash. Tamiami Trail North and Strata Place. In Golden Gate, crash. Logan Boulevard South and Pine Ridge Road. And one more for you. It's in East Naples. It is a crash. Estee Avenue and Airport Road South.
I'm just wondering how that went over, how that happened, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Get over here, sissy man. Do your job.
Because I wonder if it was really with like a real butch inmate. Yeah.
Get over here.
Who kind of liked the transgender style.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Get over here, sissy man. You know what mama needs.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
It's all a joke, isn't it?
Yes. He is the news.
At some point, Alan Fund is going to come out and save us.
What's coming up? Well, Haney will tell you. He's got today's headlines, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Today is National Ex-Spouse Day.
Isn't that nice? What?
Researchers at the University of Georgia are always working overtime for the betterment of mankind. As part of this, they thought it would be a good idea to do some research in the form of a poll asking random individuals, who's the biggest a-hole you know?
He's in the other room.
That can't be true.
In the other room.
Yeah, likewise, buddy.
Yeah, fine.
You know, I would have fought you tooth and nail on that until he revealed that he made a shepherd's pie with leftover ham from navy bean soup.
It is genius. Whatever,
oh, yeah.
Man. I don't care
it's making its way around the building and people are retching. Just thinking about it.
They're not retching. They're just confused because they never tried it.
Man, I'm not. I don't care. I'm not eating it.
I offered a plate. I'll bring in a plate,
no.
Man. You hungry?
Yeah,
big
why don't
boy?
You post another picture of that turkey you made for Thanksgiving?
Beep, 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 beep.
That split in two.
Yeah, whatever.
And a lot of dust and a piece of skin on it that looks like a penis.
That was a hung-ass bird.
A man suffered a serious lung injury while pleasuring himself.
Believed to be that?
Well, it's believed to be a medical at first. We'll explain. And yesterday, we told you about a man who felt it was worth it to impersonate a federal officer so that he could get a discount at Wendy's. We have another man who felt that it was in his best interest to claim that he is a United States Marshal.
Don't do
and
this.
Demands to be treated with the respect he's owed.
This.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
You know, if you didn't serve in the military, don't steal valor. If you didn't go and work in law enforcement, firefighting, and all that, don't go around with a fake badge saying that you were. It's ridiculous. It's beneath most people. Sorry about that. Laughter. You know, laughter once in a while is an important thing. We try to deliver right here with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Yep, and then they see Junior in the kitchen and they all say, bye.
Oh my gosh.
What do I do?
Want some ham shepherd's pie?
Some broad is charging suckers $10,000 a pop to name their babies.
Yes! She's a professional.
Well, we're going to wreck her business with today's list of the
top
great baby names we'll give you for free.
Yep, top great baby names we'll give you for free.
Q. Meta. Endemic. Am I right?
That's Sarita's niece.
Ethereum.
I think she farted.
Omicron XE. Zendaya.
AJ, can we see mama?
Mama, 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 mama.
Ivermectin.
Oh my god! Oh!
Wordle.
Jay! Wordle.
And finally,
come here, Wordle.
The very top great baby name
we'll
give you for free.
Yes!
Alopecia.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Oh my god! That was the best thing ever! Yeah!
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. You can email us. If you don't talk to us on the phone, that's the best way to, you know, at least get your message seen. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
You want to do it again?
Yeah. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Sit down.
Sit down. All right, Dan.
This is from our friend Scott.
Who knows too much?
Knows a lot. Hey, guys. So you were trying to figure out a phrase to say to Junior for his somehow still happening daily F-ups. I thought about this one. Haven't you done enough? Was a pretty good one. And the whole mud hole thing... timeless.
Then
go back under your mud hole.
What?
But in my opinion, when Stan says, Does this please you?
Does this bring you pleasure? That's one of your classics.
Yeah. It's delivered in such a demoralizing tone and cadence that he should use it on Junior. It might make Junior finally cry on the air.
Shut up, Stan.
Just throwing it out there. Love you guys, Junior too. And Junior, how many times off the air have you cried because of Stan? If we could get our hands on those audio diaries. Yeah, that would be nice.
I just wanted to check in and gauge is the percentage still 85% Stan?
It's about 90% Stan.
Yeah, whatever.
10% you.
You know what? Look in your own, look at your own face in the mirror.
So to clarify, that means that Stan is 90% of the problem, and I am 10% of the problem.
Yeah. Of his problems in general.
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
I feel sorry for you if that's the case, that one person can occupy so much of your waking time.
Right, yeah.
That is just a shame, you know, because you drive me up a freaking wall.
But slap that turkey.
But I'll tell you right now, you're going to go keep using that stuff? Because I'm not going to even let you use that, because I can shut it off. If your own words can't fight back, don't use something in the context that you want to use it ever.
Wow.
I don't see how that's 90%.
That's not 90%.
Yeah.
I would tell you, see somebody if I'm occupying that much of your waking thought.
All right, congratulations. 95%.
Let me play a phone call.
Sign Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian. Oh, I got to turn that back on.
Yeah, because
Oh, you want sound?
Because that's part of the show.
If you, it's part of the show.
Okay, well, here you go.
Jesus.
I'll break that arm.
Would you do it surgically like Hoist Gracie, or would you go for maximum impact?
Maximum impact. Ahoy, gentlemen. First, Stan, thanks for reading my email yesterday. And just so everyone understands, Stan is only reading what I write. I take full responsibility for anything that Stan reads from my emails. Thank you, Guardian. Now, this is the first time I agree with Twinkle Toes over there. Stan, don't mess with putting crap into your hair. It's an act of desperation. That might be because I don't have that going on. Oh, you color your hair, Guardian. I know you do.
Yeah, bad move, Guardian.
Yeah.
Stan knows hair like nobody's business.
You've dyed it. Keep it salt and pepper on the sides. Now, Stan, you have talked to this Mr. Joseph before, haven't you? Yeah, we had him on yesterday.
Sounded awfully familiar.
He witnessed the whole thing on Tuesday up in Brooklyn. Stan, you've talked to this Mr. Joseph before. I think it was during another event like this in New York City. Boy, that guy can be confusing sometimes. Maybe he smokes some real good Jamaican weed. Lucky guy. Well, that's all. Thanks, guys. You're the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it.
And I'm still confused by that. Was it a symposium or a conclave?
He said a conclave. With colleagues. When we come back... Ever. When we come... Better read me good and hard. Ever.
Break that arm. That could be the new phrase.
You've never seen it. You've never seen it, Junior.
He's never seen it.
I've seen it multiple times.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean a lot, but what? It used to be, and I can't even remember how long it's been now, about once every 5 years, Stan would let things build up to a point where he couldn't take it anymore, and he would explode. And he would
you don't
go,
want to be around for
and
that.
He would go running through the building, throwing stuff.
I'd get written up.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah, he did. The last time, I think it was with Richard the Engineer.
Oh, no, that was a few back.
And Stan called him an MF-er and threatened him.
Oh, yeah, and then you got written up.
I got written up.
Yeah.
He called me an MF-er first.
I know.
And I said, who the F are you calling an MF-er, you MF-er?
Yep.
Stan, we're sorry. We got to write you up. I said, what are you writing me up for?
And I've always had a theory when it happens. Usually I'm the one to set it off, but it's usually not me he's actually angry at when it goes.
Correct. For the most part, yes.
I will set you off because I will say something not realizing that there's something
it's
going on.
It's the straw that breaks camel's back.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. I'm carrying a heavy load right now.
Oh.
Don't even play your little game with me.
What game?
You mother...
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
I didn't think they did. They mention a producer. Stan and Haney. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to update you on traffic here in just a second. But it's Thursday, and that means our question of the week. This'll prompt something in your brain. Because it's your answer. It's your life. It's the way you see things. It's not a yes or no answer for our question.
You have the right answer.
You have the right answer. Here's our question of the week. I'll give it to you. We'll do some traffic. Give you a chance to call in. 277-9600. We'll swing it around the horn and take your phone calls where you can answer our question of the week. We were talking about it earlier in the show. 25 years ago, the Stan and Haney afternoon show began its run. 25 years ago, April 1997. Where were you 25 years ago? Maybe you weren't even born yet. Maybe you had a whole different life, different career path. Maybe you lived in another state. Maybe you've been with us the full 25 years, and you've had the same job, same career. But you know what? Little things change. Little things change. Our question of the week. 25 years ago, the Stan and Haney Afternoon Show began its run. Where were you, and what were you doing 25 years ago? 277-9600. Phone lines are released. Call in and participate. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's check Collier County again. Collier County appears to be where the action is. Golden Gate. Got a crash. Collier Boulevard and Immokalee Road. East Naples. Collier Boulevard and Grand Lely Drive. And you are up to date. 277-9600. Question of the week. 25 years ago this month, the Stan and Haney Afternoon Show began. I'm shouting all about love. Where were you 25 years ago? 1997. Well, as Haney and I were saying beforehand, well, we were right here. But life was different. I was living in the park with my first wife and a daughter who had just turned 4 years old or 3 years old. And Haney and I, we had been here for years beforehand, but they gave us the afternoon show. And 25 years ago, we were right here. Haney, I know for me and you as well, you were here, but 25 years ago, your life was different. You were also on a first wife, weren't you?
Tail end.
Yes.
And also, it was the same year that my hockey career was birthed.
That's right. Did the Everblade started in 98?
Yeah, but it was close.
97, April of 97.
But I'm thinking about the differences. I thought it would, maybe it was in 98, but around that time.
Yeah.
And when did we do the TV show? Was that?
That was 1999 to 2000.
Okay. So all that hadn't happened yet.
That's correct. Question of the week. 25 years ago, the Stan and Haney Afternoon Show began its run. Where were you and what were you doing 25 years ago? Junior?
I think I just got off of diapers. I was in Sioux City, Iowa.
Well, you had to be pretty proud of that.
I was about 4 years old, yep.
And just out of diapers?
Still wet in the bed. You know, there's many a time I soaked a sheet.
And you have to admit, 25 years ago, especially for you, lifetime ago.
Literally.
277-9600. If you get a busy signal, don't worry. Once we finish with a caller, it frees open a line. Ahoy, who's this?
Can't get enough of that sugar, Chris.
He was
sugar
right
Chris,
here.
Sugar, Chris. Can't get enough of that sugar, Chris.
He was here.
25 years. Longer, I think. That might have gone back to the morning days. 277-9600. 25 years ago, Haney and I started the afternoon show right here at 96K Rock, our afternoon show. Where were you 25 years ago, and what were you doing? Ahoy, who's this?
Scott from Fort Myers.
Scott, how are you, buddy?
Good, good.
25 years ago. Scott, 25 years ago, put us there.
I was working at the state prison in Charlotte County.
Really? And and you're not there anymore, are you?
No, I'm working at the state prison in DeSoto County.
Yeah! And life a little bit different then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was young.
Yeah, young. And you know, I look back. I had a young. My daughter's all grown and is doing her own thing, and she was just a little baby back then.
Yeah, my son's a firefighter.
Oh, God bless him. Great job. Great call, Scott. 277-9600. 25 years ago, Haney and I were right here starting the afternoon show. Where were you 25 years ago? Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, how you doing? This is Jeff Mulligan speaking.
Hey, Jeff, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. What were you doing 25 years ago?
Don't ask me how I remember this, but I remember the day. It was 2 days before the holiday, and I was in a motorboat. They had up in New York, they had a nor'easter, so we were rescuing people out of their homes.
Really? 25 years ago?
Yep, on this day.
Wow! And life
I don't know how I remember that, because I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
And now looking at it in 2022, life's changed a little bit for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it got a little more gray and a little bit slower, but life is good.
All right, brother. Yeah, I don't know. If it might trigger something, too. If it does, I apologize. Hopefully it's a good thing. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Where were you and what were you doing 25 years ago?
I was living in New Jersey.
What exit?
Exit 63.
Okay.
Okay, Long Beach Island. My daughter was two, and I was working at a telemarketing company.
Oh, were you really? Were you putting a lot of pressure on people?
Oh, I sure was.
Wait, now let me ask you this. Can you still do it? Do you still have the skills? Like, say you're calling me, and I'm going to answer the phone. I'm going to go, hello, and then you're going to do what? Hello?
I'm going to, hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
I'm with Blah Blah Chiropractic Center.
Uh-huh.
And we're giving away free appointments to people that need them.
I appreciate the call.
I know you like free.
I like free, but you know, my back is pretty good. I think I'm okay.
Okay. I don't know from there.
Yeah,
I don't remember from there.
We
had a script.
Yeah, Haney was just saying you probably had a script and you went
if
by
they
it.
If they say this, you say that.
Let me ask you this. 25 years ago, you were doing that in New Jersey. Did your conscience get the best of you, or were you good at it, or you got to the point you just couldn't do it anymore?
You know, I don't know why I was good at it, but I really didn't like doing it, and now I could never do it.
You had to do what you had to do, though, didn't you?
I did. I had a little girl.
Yeah, you had a 2-year-old.
Got in there and did it. Yep.
Appreciate the call. Yeah.
When you got a 2-year-old, you'll do
anything. You'll do telemarketing. You'll do phone sex.
Well, speak for yourself.
Your videos. You got to do what you got to do. Ahoy, who's
photo
this?
Shoots.
Yep, photo shoots. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, where were you 25?
I was told it was still photos only.
Where were you 25 years ago?
25 years ago. I just want to say a couple things. Smoke pot.
Okay.
Right on.
I think we can guess where he was 25 years ago.
Yep. And see what it did to you.
Wait, you know what? Why are you doing that when it's legal?
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
I understood when they were trying to make a point.
Yeah. Ahoy. Ahoy. Oh.
Hi.
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 Who's this?
Meg.
Hey, Meg, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Where were you 25 years ago?
Oh, I was graduating college, my undergrad.
Really? Did you graduate?
I sure did.
And you got your degree in?
Absolutely.
And you got your degree in what?
I was an art major.
Art major? So wasn't junior.
Yeah.
And what college?
Bloomsburg University in Pennsylvania.
Okay. And I'm sure 25 years ago when you got your degree in art, you put it to good use.
Yes, I became an educator.
Ah, so are you a teacher?
Yeah, I was for 20 years. I stopped that.
Did you teach art? Did you teach art?
I did not. I taught kindergarten and first grade. I know. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I was 18.
Yeah, who does?
I could draw.
Oh, Haney did. Haney knew what he wanted to do when he was 4.
I was already doing it when I was 18.
That's true. That is absolute. Now, at 18, now you were already doing what became your career because you started at 15.
Yeah.
But did you, at 18, foresee being a radio guy your career, or I'm enjoying this right now and I want to do something else? Then?
Then I was...
Didn't you want to join the Air Force?
That was at one particular point where my life took a nasty turn.
Yeah, that's when you met me.
It was after that was the Navy. That's when I got fired from where we were working.
Yeah.
And then went to work for the shoe store.
Yeah.
And just killing time. And after a couple of months of that, then I got hired over at WMEL.
Yeah.
And I...
And at that point, you knew that was going to be your career?
I'm not tooting my own horn. I hope it doesn't come across as arrogant. But I kicked ass at that place. It was kind of ossified, and they needed to update stuff. And I did a lot of work to make that station better. And then the recession came along, and I'd never had this happen to me before. They shut the radio station off.
I remember. Yeah.
And it was after that...
That you wanted to join the Air Force.
That...
The Navy.
No, that was while I was at the shoe store. They came to see me every day.
Right. I just asked if that you thought that was going to be your career at 18.
Well, what I was going to say is that from then it was on to Ocala, and... At that point, that was so horrible that I was thinking, should I just figure something else out? And then I got hired here,
yeah,
and things looked up.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Howard. How you doing today?
Howard, how are you? You know, 25 years ago, the Stan and Henny Afternoon Show began its run this month, 25 years ago. Where were you 25 years ago?
Well, 25 years ago, I was listening to you guys, and I started working for a Fortune 500 company, no names, as a network technician. And after 25 years, they sent me an email saying, you can get your 25 anniversary present. It was either luggage or a watch. And I said, oh, look, there's a nice Bulova watch.
Yeah.
I picked that, and what showed up in the mail was a cheap $9 watch that they would give away at conventions.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir.
And it was a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah, no names.
But no, I'm not a mind reader.
You know, do nothing than to do that.
Yeah, I ended up giving the watch to my grandson as a toy.
Oh, jeez.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
You know what? We should be grateful. They didn't bother with that. Because I would have been insulted.
If they did that.
A $9 watch. Why are you wasting everybody's time?
That's a shame. That's... Wow. I wonder what the luggage would have been like. I don't know.
Like Barbie-sized luggage?
Yeah, something. You know, something for kids. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi. This is Laura.
Hi, how Laura. Let me ask you this. You almost sound too young. Where were you 25 years ago?
I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I just turned 29. My birthday was last weekend.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And I was trying to figure out how to be the parents of now stay-home mom of two young boys.
Who are now all grown up.
Yeah, and the one and his girlfriend came to visit me, the young one.
Yeah.
And they're having a baby, and I just found out I'm going to be a grandma.
Hey, oh, jeez. There you go, grandma. It's scary, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I'm still wrapping my head around that G word.
Yeah, because you don't picture yourself. When you go to bed at night and you start thinking, in your brain, you're not a grandma.
No, I'm not the age I am.
No,
well, it's like that T-shirt that says, I don't know how to act my age. I've never been this old before.
Yeah.
No, it's terrifying. And I think they're going to be great parents.
I think so. Because something tells me your brain is still back at, being 22, 23 years old, because you were a partier.
How did you know?
Oh, I knew it.
We know Michigan women.
Oh, we know. 277.
We know the mitt pretty good.
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Jody. How you doing?
Hey, Jody. You from Michigan, too?
No, originally from Wisconsin.
There we go. Right up there. And you were a partier, too.
That's right. That's kind of how we grew up.
25 years ago, where were you?
25 years ago, I moved to Cape Coral in 1986 when our dear elderly were called towheads frogheads when they were driving, yeah, Cape Coma, Cape Cardiac,
For the newlywed and the nearly dead.
That's correct. And first of all, don't leave. Don't ever leave. And thank you for being on this station for so long.
Well,
because
thank you.
what a relief. I was getting a little tired of hearing tub thumping and, you know, things like that. So,
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Thank you for that call, and thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So hang in there and
we'll try.
Be there for us.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. 277-9600. We got a chance for maybe a couple of more. We'll see. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Adam from Naples.
Hey, Adam. You know, we started here doing afternoons. We had been at K-Rock for years, but we started doing afternoons 25 years ago. Where were you 25 years ago, and what were you doing?
I was 13 years old, living in Massachusetts, and I had just gone to my very first concert ever on the 5th of April in 1997. It was Metallica and Corrosion of Conformity at the Providence Civic Center.
Wow, what, over there in Rhode Island. That wasn't that long of a drive if you were in Massachusetts. See, now, I lived in Connecticut. We'd go to the Springfield Civic Center in Massachusetts. And that was a shorter drive than going to Providence. But you guys could jump over into Providence and see a good show. What a great way to start a concert life.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I was actually sitting at the end of a row of about five people. And the guy sitting next to me offered me some of his beer, which, of course, I said no. So I took another sip of his beer the second time he offered, and then I got a slap in the back of the head from my friend's stepfather, and I sat with him the rest of the show.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to make way for Mark Haney in the news. If you would like to answer our question of the week, email us, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. 25 years ago, this month, last Thursday, as a matter of fact, Haney and I started our afternoon show run 25 years ago, April of 1997.
You know how nuts...
Where were you 25 years ago?
The older I get, the more nuts it is to me that I started this when I was 15.
Yeah, I know. Time...
It's ridiculous.
It marches on. It marches on. I'm just thinking, when we started here, I had just turned 35, and you had just turned 30 when we took over in the afternoon.
And we already had...
Years. Years and years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We already had 10, 12 years under our belts. And I'm going to take a break because I don't want to stop thinking about it.
Thanks for that.
Mark Haney in the news is next.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay.
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, so I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also be checking traffic for you. Reminder, our new guy, Sean Roberts, going to be taking over at 6 o'clock. We'll also have a 6 o'clock cash hole word for you. Could get you $500. I've been very clogged throat today.
It's all right. Nobody noticed.
Clogged-throated.
Nobody noticed. Because I'm clogged-throated. Check it and see.
I got phlegm building up in me.
Come on, baby. Do you do more than cough? Clogged-throated. Clogged-throated. That's right.
Traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations.
Are you clogged, Mama? You sure look that way to me.
Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
Well, you wheeze so fine.
By the way, and I just want to pass this along, we're getting ready to do traffic, and we haven't had anything from Lee County today. That's because the traffic people have decided to take the day off. If there's something going on in Lee County, we apologize, but what we're getting is our feed from Collier County.
Well, that's because it's, is it Good Thursday?
It's Good Thursday. It's Holy Week. Golden Gate got a crash, 12,000 block of Collier Boulevard, and in the estates, disabled vehicle, Wilson Boulevard North and Immokalee Road. Right. And you are up to date.
We're coming into work tomorrow, right?
Yeah. We always come into work on Good Friday.
I was told we didn't have to.
Who told you that?
Adam.
We always come into work.
But we have one.
We have one. We can just chalk it up to another day.
But we never do.
We never do. Here, the way I look at it, and I'm a very important, and I'm a stickler about this, whether people, oh, you guys going on vacation again. Da, 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 da. If it is Thanksgiving, where businesses are closed, people are with their family, if it's the 4th of July, where it's picnics and fireworks and eating hot dogs and apple pie, if it's Christmas, where you're at home, family's coming over, New Year's, you're at a celebration or getting ready, we're off. We're taking time with our friends and family. But I'm looking at a Good Friday because Easter's a big day. The biggest, a day that is technically bigger than Christmas in your Christian calendars. But if people have to go to work, if people are at their jobs, at their computers, stuck in their car, and traffic is just as bad as any other day, which tomorrow will be, we'll be here. We'll be on the air. And if there's a time when Haney's not on or I'm not on, realize something's happened. That's the way I look at it. Now, we're entitled to, and we did it this year, and trust me, I think I used it for a doctor's appointment. They give you President's Day and Martin Luther King Jr. Day off. We're entitled to those 2 days, but we only took one of them.
So now we're back to banking days we'll never use.
Probably. And we've been banking a day because we usually take our vacations on Christmas in July. And in that, one day in there is another banked day. So when we're taking our week off, we're really taking technically 4 days off. They're getting their bang for the buck.
What if there's a day where I'm not feeling it?
I feel like that a lot of days.
I know.
Got to come to work. That ain't, you know what? And we're talking about 25 years, and Haney will vouch for this too. This is unlike any other job around. If you want to take a sick day or you're not feeling up to it today or something horrible has happened, take the day off. Well, somebody will cover for you. Haney and I have done this show.
Oh, my God.
Death, divorce, birth, accidents, tragedies, physical and mental ailments. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. And that's the way that we came up in the business was, look, I don't care what you're, figure it out. Come to work. Times have changed.
I'm just thinking when they say you don't have to and we do it anyway. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever taken, I'd be laughed at if I'm going to take a mental health day. I should. But I don't know what that means.
Based on one segment today, I'd say you're about due
for a mental health day. Mark.
You know, and it was all over somebody putting ham in shepherd's pie. It set you off.
That son of a bitch. Don't get me started going on him again about I'm not eating it. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want to hear anything more about it.
Well, guess what, buddy? You're getting a plate tomorrow.
And it's not just ham. Then he admitted it was leftover navy bean soup.
No.
Screw that crap. I'm not having it. I don't have to.
Not touch.
I don't have to tolerate it.
And I won't.
And I won't tolerate it.
Damn it.
You will tolerate it.
Mark
Haney
and the news.
You're a little clogged-throated.
Yep, I'm clogged-throated. Check it and see. Mark Haney and the news.
You running a fever?
maybe. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond. It doesn't matter. Jason and Todd at the Diamond District starts right now.
He's clogged throated. So what?
Doesn't matter.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, April 14th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
This should just about blow your mind, Stan. We were talking a lot about today, time and perspective.
Yeah.
And you probably have the mental picture burned into your head where you can pull it up at will. NASA's mission control room during Apollo 11.
Sure.
Can you see him?
I can see him.
What do you suppose the average age in that room is?
Can I tell you, I think it's young. And I've watched a lot of specials. They had to do everything by hand, and NASA wanted to get the smartest,
sharpest,
fresh out of school, best in the business. I would say anywhere between 25 and 31.
Perfect. 28.
28. Yeah, they were young. That's why so many of them stayed in the program so long. A lot of them retire and they're old men and they can go and talk back of the old Apollo days because they were young.
Well, considering I was, just above a toddler, they looked old to me.
Yep. They were grown-ups.
Yep. We all know Francis Ford Coppola, legendary director.
Mm-hmm.
He directed The Godfather.
1, 2, and 3.
So you would have the image that is a man who is financially quite comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, he directed The Godfather, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's what made, I guess before then he was pretty poor.
Take his film career out of it. Really doesn't make up that much of his fortune. He is rich, but it's his wine-making business.
I've had a Coppola wine a few times.
I guess substantially more money from the wine business than his profession.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah, sure.
We often talk about the different time zones, daylight savings time, what if this, what if that, mainly if we were to go on daylight savings time permanently. The time zones have these strange little pockets, and I think we may have talked about this one before, but it's really strange when you think about it. A small portion of Oregon...
Show that on the map to us, Junior, or show me the state of Oregon. I need to get, okay, all the way onto the West Coast, floats right above California.
There is a small portion of the state of Oregon that is in the mountain time zone.
Okay, you'd automatically think it's Pacific, but maybe a little piece of it goes into mountain.
And some of our own Florida Panhandle is in the central time zone.
That I knew.
So if you have a person in eastern Oregon talking to a good friend in Pensacola, they would only have a 1 hour time difference.
What the? Yeah, where you'd normally think three.
Yep.
Because it's shortening one on one side and shortening one on the other, and it's only 1 hour difference. That's wild.
Because if you know somebody on the West Coast, you're thinking, you know, that's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Nope. Not necessarily. Exactly.
Yeah. 1 hour difference. That's amazing. In looking at the map, you're like, no way.
How is that possible?
No way.
It is National Ex-Spouse Day.
What are you supposed to do on that day?
You're supposed to forgive them for all of the vile things they put you through.
What, and then after the day, you can have it all back again?
Well, it's more about letting go of all that stuff so you can move on.
It's for your own mental health.
A reverend in Kansas City came up with it back in 1987. And I don't know for sure, but I bet he got it printed on a calendar and other people just followed it. They did a survey asking, is it possible to stay friends with someone after a divorce? 68% of Americans responded, yes, absolutely.
Because sometimes you have to. It's called children. You have to be civil.
Another 18% said maybe. Only 14% said no way. I'm not a big believer in that.
In what?
My feeling is, if it's possible to stay friends, you shouldn't have gotten divorced in the first place.
What?
If it's possible.
So, in other words, in order to get the divorce, you would have to despise that person.
If you can get along, this is not saying just get along. This is saying being friends with.
Friends. That's a strong word.
Now, you can function as far as dealing with children, but right. That's different than saying, that's my friend. If you're capable of that, you shouldn't have gotten divorced.
Or a judge shouldn't have granted you the divorce. Oh, maybe we're friends, but we need it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just thinking it's silly that if you still have that level of goodwill that you would say, oh, that's my friend, then why did you get divorced?
Well, because I wanted to stay close to my mother in Florida, and Steve got a job in California.
Uh-huh.
And we got into a kids issue because I wanted to keep them in school here in Florida.
You're such a bitch. It's all about you.
It's about our children.
No, it's about you, and you know.
How are you going to know? Pull
and
up
that,
roots
and
again?
That mother of yours.
You bastard.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, this one comes up right after that one.
Yeah, what is it?
Researchers at the University of Georgia, how about them dogs, are hard at work doing important science things.
They sure are.
They did a survey and asked 400 people, who's the biggest a-hole you know?
I'm going to keep inside thoughts. Inside, outside.
And we have the results of that survey.
All right.
And a full half of a-holes mentioned fell neatly into one of three categories: an old boss,
sure,
an estranged family member.
Sure.
Or Happy National Ex-Spouse Day. This is odd. They also found that middle-aged men are far more likely to be a-holes than any other demographic.
Well, you know, there's exceptions to every rule, and you're listening to them.
The most common a-hole traits listed.
Yes.
They're manipulative. And
I'm not.
They're irresponsible.
And I'm not. I know somebody who is.
Both of these things?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
You know anybody like that, Junior?
Manipulative, not ringing a bell, irresponsible. I'm probably the most responsible person I know, so I don't know. Yeah.
Also mentioned frequently, aggressive and entitled.
Right there. Oh, right over through the glass.
I don't feel entitled to anything.
And
the
final one.
Yeah.
Knowing that you annoy people and not caring.
That's me. I'll admit that.
And say you and I are like brothers when it comes to that.
Yes, we are.
It's a common thing to hear of freak injuries during certain adult activity. But it's rare that you hear of these injuries occurring during a solo act.
Oh, jeez.
A 20-year-old man in Switzerland suffered a rare lung injury recently while pleasuring himself in his own bed. There is nobody involved but him.
And he suffered a lung injury.
He experienced chest pains and severe shortness of breath and went to the hospital in distress. According to doctors, a pocket of air somehow leaked from his lungs and became lodged in his rib cage and then began spreading around the body, even up to the skull.
What?
Just an air pocket.
Well, it's a bubble.
Yep. He spent one night in the ICU.
How does this happen?
But the treatment worked, and he was eventually discharged after spending 3 days in the hospital to make sure it had all dissipated. Doctors say this kind of thing is rare, but when it does happen, it generally happens during violent coughing fits or, quote, rigorous exercise.
An air bubble will leave the lung and go into the body and float around.
Into the cavity, yes. And then go wherever it needs to, trying to escape.
And he did this to himself because he was vigorous?
Evidently went the extra mile and paid the price.
Wow. That's...
And they do say this can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And they're not sure if it's related. But while he was in the hospital, they diagnosed the man as having mild, untreated asthma.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, you got a lot of moving parts. Things go wrong.
True.
It's amazing it works at all.
Yep.
You know, everybody has their preference when it comes to an automobile.
Mm-hmm. Haney and I like them big and fast.
Yeah. Luxury, speed,
yeah,
performance.
A lot of leather.
Fine Corinthian leather.
Yeah.
And a gentleman in Tulsa, Oklahoma named Randy Cantwell apparently had his heart set on a new Audi.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Randy admired the car, and advised the salesman he'd like to take that baby for a spin. Now, the salesman tried to be a real buzzkill and probably a lie, told Randy it wasn't ready to be driven. Maybe he just didn't like the looks of Randy.
Yeah.
But Randy had his heart set and told the salesman he didn't care. Got very dramatic about taking that car for a test drive. He first accused the dealership of stealing the car. Then he swiped the keys and attempted to drive it off the lot.
Take a look at him. Does it surprise you?
He was blocked in by employees, so Randy went immediately to Plan B. Started shouting at everybody that he happened to be a U.S. Marshal.
Jeez.
And that he has been a U.S. Marshal ever since way back when President Trump enacted martial law.
What?
And at no point did he explain why a federal marshal would be entitled to a complimentary Audi. The dealership called the local police, and Randy was arrested and taken to jail. Apparently, he's not, in fact, a U.S. marshal from back when President Trump enacted martial law.
Oof. Look at him.
Now, we say this, that's a real person.
I know.
And that happened.
It did.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, April 14th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Somebody had to deal with that man.
Yup. I'm glad it wasn't me.
You're what?
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Yeah, stand here down on the sales floor. I may need a manager.
We'll be back.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Sean Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock. He will have the 6 o'clock cash hole word for you. Could get you 500, and he'll take you through your Thursday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, we've been looking at Collier County all day. Golden Gate. Got a crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 110. Also in Golden Gate. Crash, Golden Gate Parkway and Livingston Road. Then we got another one. Golden Gate Parkway and Santa Barbara Boulevard. And one more for you. Golden Gate. Crash, 6,000 block of Pine Ridge Road, and you are up to date.
One, two, three. Well, I'm so tall and I'm so fat. The girls, they say they like me like that. Two girls on my knees.
Yeah.
And still there's plenty left of me. I'm a ton of joy. You're my little toy. Hey, I'm a fat boy. Yeah, yeah.
Fat boy.
Three times your size.
Fat boy.
Can't fit in your eyes. So round, so firm, so fully packed. There ain't no hat that'll fit my head.
Nope.
I just ate a loaf of bread.
Yum, yum.
My actual weight I cannot tell. but I'm 6.2 on the Richter scale. I'm a ton of joy. You're my little toy.
Careful, you're going to get an air pocket.
Yeah, you're going to get a bubble.
Bad boy.
Times your size. Can't fit in your eyes. So round, so firm, so fully packed. Oh, I'm so fat. The girls, they like me like the roly-poly. Pass the beans. Pass the lard.
Pass the ham shepherd's pie.
I'm the fat boy. Girls call me the fat boy. Come here, baby. You ever gone out with a fat boy?
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I have a godson. He's 7. I love him to death, but he is spoiled. Told me the other day he got $10 from the tooth fairy when he lost his last tooth. And I was like, how in the hell did you get $10 from the tooth fairy when your tooth fairy owes me $25? I don't see how that's right. I'm checking my account balance online. I got parentheses. You got 10 bucks. You know? And his mom was like, well, Aaron, you don't understand because you don't have kids. It's expensive now. And I was like, really? You do realize that as the tooth fairy, you control the market, right? It's completely up to you. Like, I don't know about y'all, but that's some serious inflation. When I was a kid and I lost a tooth, all I got was a bigger tooth. That is all that I got. I'm thinking, shoot, by the time I have kids, I will not be able to afford to play that game with them. You know? I can see now they'll be coming up to me like, Ma, I lost a tooth. I put it under my pillow. How come I didn't get anything? And I'll be like, well, sweetheart, you didn't get anything because today is the 23rd. And your tooth fairy comes on the 1st and 15th.
Have yourselves a great evening. 6 o'clock cash hold. Chance at the 500. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Our question of the week. 25 years ago, the Stan and Haney Afternoon Show began its run. Where were you and what were you doing 25 years ago? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Howard. How you doing today?
Howard, how are you? You know, 25 years ago, the Stan and Haney Afternoon Show began its run this month, 25 years ago. Where were you 25 years ago?
Well, 25 years ago, I was listening to you guys, and I started working for a Fortune 500 company, no names, as a network technician. And after 25 years, they sent me an email saying, you can get your 25th anniversary present. It was either luggage or a watch. And I said, oh, look, there's a nice Bulova watch.
Yeah.
I picked that, and what showed up in the mail was a cheap $9 watch that they would give away at conventions.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir.
And it was a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah, no names. But
no, I'm not. I'm not a mind reader.
You know, better to do nothing than to do
that.
Yeah, I ended up giving the watch to my grandson as a toy.
Oh, jeez.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
You know what? We should be grateful. They didn't bother with that. Because I would have been insulted.
If they did that.
A $9. Why are you wasting everybody's time?
That's a shame. That's, wow. I wonder what the luggage would have been like. I don't know.
Like Barbie-sized
luggage?
Yeah,
something. You know, something for kids. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Let me ask you this. You almost sound too young. Where were you 25 years ago?
I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I just turned 29. My birthday was last weekend.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And I was trying to figure out how to be the parents of now stay-home mom of two young boys.
Who are now all grown up.
Yeah, and the one and his girlfriend came to, fiance, they came to visit me, the young one.
Yeah.
And they're having a baby, and I just found out I'm going to be a grandma.
Oh, jeez. Hey, there you go, grandma. It's scary, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I'm still wrapping my head around that G word.
Yeah, because you don't picture yourself. When you go to bed at night and you start thinking, in your brain, you're not a grandma.
No, I'm not the age I am.
No,
well, it's like that T-shirt that says, I don't know how to act my age. I've never been this old before.
Yeah.
No, it's terrifying. And I think they're going to be great parents. They're
I think so. Because something tells me your brain is still back at, 22, 23 years old because you were a partier.
How did you know?
Oh, I knew it.
We know Michigan women.
Oh, we know. 2-7-7.
We know the mitt pretty good.
2-7-7-9-6-0-0. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Jody. How you doing?
Hey, Jody. You from Michigan, too?
No, originally from Wisconsin.
There we go, right up there. And you were a partier, too.
That's right. Yeah. That's kind of how we grew up.
25 years ago, where were you?
25 years ago, I moved to Cape Coral in 1986 when our dear elderly were called towheads
frogheads
when they were driving. Yeah, Cape Coma, Cape Cardiac.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
yeah.
For the newlywed and the nearly dead.
That's correct. And first of all, don't leave. Don't ever leave. And thank you for being on this station for so long.
Well,
because
thank you.
What a relief. I was getting a little tired of hearing tub thumping and, you know, things like that.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Thank you for that call, and thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So hang in there and
we'll
be there for us.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. 2-7-7-9-6-0-0. We got a chance for maybe a couple of more. We'll see. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Adam from Naples.
Hey, Adam. You know, we started here doing afternoons. We had been at K-Rock for years, but we started doing afternoons 25 years ago. Where were you 25 years ago, and what were you doing?
I was 13 years old, living in Massachusetts, and I had just gone to my very first concert ever on the 5th of April in 1997. It was Metallica and Corrosion of Conformity at the Providence Civic Center.
Wow, what over there in Rhode Island, that wasn't that long of a drive if you were in Massachusetts. See, now I lived in Connecticut. We'd go to the Springfield Civic Center in Massachusetts, and that was a shorter drive than going to Providence. But you guys could jump over into Providence and see a good show. What a great way to start a concert life.
Yeah, and you know what? I was actually sitting at the end of a row of about five people, and the guy sitting next to me offered me some of his beer. Which, of course, I said no. So I took another sip of his beer the second time he offered, and then I got a slap in the back of the head from my friend's stepfather, and I sat in the rest of the show.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.